Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming back to hang out with us for another episode of Tina and Doe Show. We are your hosts, Tina and Doe. You are tuned in to episode 32.
Episode 32. Let's get it in the books, of course. Man, what an interesting topic. Making friends when you get older. Of course, product of Flyover Media Productions. You get opportunity to listen to the other podcasts, Uncle Buck, Off the Cuff Podcast, et cetera, et cetera. It's too many going on. So welcome to the show.
All right. So I asked some people on my Facebook friends list, and I want to ask you now. Are men attracted to humor like women are?
That's pretty interesting. It's a good opener. I was about to say, I would think so, but I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for myself on this one.
Sure.
I am totally attracted to a woman with a sense of humor and can make jokes and have a great time. So for me, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, every guy who actually answered the question said yes on Facebook.
It would be weird if you were, interested in somebody or dating someone, and she was bland, no sense of humor, very dry. I can't see that working at all. I gotta have a woman that's gonna make me, make me laugh at some of the oddest moments. So yeah, definitely sense of humor is like an A plus in my book.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah, that's now you got me thinking of the opposite. I'd be like ready to leave a date on some shit like that.
What you mean, like if she didn't have any humor?
Yeah, none whatsoever. Just, humor.
Robotic.
Yeah, humor leads into great conversations,
Yeah.
so yeah, I couldn't see myself even entertaining somebody who doesn't have a sense of humor.
Okay.
So yeah, I like the Facebook poll. That's interesting. I was about to say, off topic, of course. Have you been out and about? Did you get a chance to get out?
I got out a little bit. I
So
went
what?
and had social distance dinner with a friend. I popped in a social distance bar. Yeah, nothing major. Those were my two outings for the week. That's it. Nothing major. I don't stay anywhere too long.
I mean, not bad though. That's a start, getting out the
Yeah.
house. I'm pretty certain that you rearranged your living room at least about several times over. So
Right, still happening.
social distance, getting out and about with a friend, was it cool?
Everything went swell. Had a great time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I loved the staff and everything. Like everybody was taking it very seriously, wearing their mask and everything, staying away. I like it.
Good, good. It sounds like a blast. Like I said, as long as you were able to get out and enjoy yourself for a little bit, hell, that's what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, man, it's summer. Can't stay sitting in the house like constantly, only.
Ain't that the truth? We already know how 2020 has been so far, so at least trying to enjoy some of that wonderful summer weather and getting together with a friend. You can't beat that.
Yeah, we just have to be smart about it because it's easy to I guess like get careless. Just have to remain diligent and just stay smart about it. You should still be able to do some things. It's not get carried
Absolutely.
away.
I couldn't agree more with you on that one. I
What
tell you,
about you?
oh, for me, let's see. I got out and about a little bit. I didn't really go to any restaurants or anything like that or any bars, but course, wherever I was, there was some drinking going on, so I was cool. But now I stopped in the hood yesterday, and one of my friends, she was having something at her house. She invited me. Seen two car accidents like back to back on a street in the hood, which I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh my God.
The street was so narrow. One, I pulled up and I didn't even realize. I thought it was just like a gathering or something. I was like, why are all these people outside? And I was across the street from a white Kia. And sometimes I could be so damn oblivious. I walk out, doof, 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 doof. And it was like, you didn't see the front of that Kia? And I was like, nope. But apparently somebody hit that car. And one of the people that came over got their car hit because somebody decided to back down a street.
Oh my God.
No, wow, huh? Only in the hood.
Come on, people.
So it was, I mean, regardless, it was a good time. I realized two things. One, you know, park off that street. And two,
yeah,
I can't hang with the young folks like I used to. Because they stay up like extremely late. And I literally didn't get home till like 6 this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was fun. Don't get me wrong, but I had to be at work in a couple hours, so it wasn't the smartest strategy.
Oh man, and you had to be at work.
Oh. Welcome to the world, Team Endo Show. Yay!
Walk that.
Girl, I was a super trooper. I mean, when I woke up, of course, from the 2-hour nap that I took, it was that's when the old dough kicks in right there, and I was just dragging. I was like, I got to get home and take a nap. Ugh. So it wasn't too smart.
But I was tripping.
Oh, yeah, I was tripping.
Trying to rage and shit.
I know, right? I can hang with these. Oh, my God, it's too late. What am I doing? So, yeah, I did get to out and about. I kicked it with one of my cousins for a little bit. Got to see him. That was great. Of course, work as usual. I am excited about a show that's coming on Netflix.
What's that?
Motherfucking Unsolved Mysteries. They're bringing it back.
Oh yeah.
It's like from the creators of the guys from Stranger Things have something to do with it.
Oh,
hell yeah. I just seen the trailer today. And I was like, oh shit, these are new episodes. So I am fucking geeked.
Okay.
And that starts on Wednesday. So if people like great mysteries and, of course, anything from, kidnappings, murders, etc., UFOs, Unsolved Mysteries is back.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I get excited about that too.
That was fucking pumped.
I was too. It reminded me of Robert Stack, but he doesn't do that anymore. So yeah, so not too bad of a week for myself. Yes, ma'am.
We're hanging in there.
Mm-hmm. So I guess getting to the topic, making friends when we get older.
Do you have a tough time making friends now?
No.
Is it easier or harder than before?
It's weird for me now. I think it's easier for me. Absolutely. I think when I was younger, I was very shy. So, you know, I think that made it hard for me to approach people, get to know people, etc. Now that I'm older, and of course, when I am out and about, sometimes I feel like I got like a certain gravity. And I may not even be talking to anybody, but somebody starts to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's the weirdest thing ever when they're just trying to be like, hey, yeah, I'm cool. You can hang with me. And I'm like, oh, well, I wasn't asking, but okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, seriously, it's like a
yeah.
It's a weird thing now. It's like I can, you know, be out and about. And for instance, of course, like I said, with my hot dog suit on last night, kicking it with, you know, some of her friends and stuff. It's like a natural thing for me now. So it's pretty cool.
That's good, I guess. So Well, I mean, it's good if you're open to new friendships, and I definitely take it that you are.
Somewhat. I mean, of course, I think you always kind of, over time, you always kind of keep your guard up on, on any kind of bullshit because people can be on that. But
Yeah.
as long as you got that, you good. What about you?
What about me?
I mean, do you find it easier or harder? Of course, the older that you get, making friends.
I guess harder because, well, no. I guess it's about the same. I think it's about the same for me. Because growing up, I made most of my friends in school, and then now I tend to make most of my friends at jobs. So it's about the same for me. The only difference is that now I'm a lot less open to new friendships.
I mean, is there a reason behind, being a lot less open?
Just I guess lack of necessity.
That's a good point.
And interest.
Right.
That's all. Nothing major.
That's just one of, when it comes to friends, I was, of course, that's one of the areas in my life that I was truly blessed in. To have, some friends that I've been knowing 30 plus years. So I don't need to, grow my circle. It's one of those things of, I'm happy with my circle, but I'm also open to, meeting people and see what they about, because doors can open and things could blossom. You never know. So this is one of those good things.
I need to be better about that sort of thing, but it's just really draining for me. So I try to, respect my own boundaries and because what I find most often now as an adult making new friends is I end up, when I am open to it and I actually try, I'll start getting to know this person, and then I don't know if either something will happen or I'll be or to, something will happen to where we're no longer in the same proximity anymore. Whether it's a job or I don't know, I don't know, a mutual friend or who knows what. And so that situation is no longer the same, then I lose contact with, and it'll be like early on, to where I'm like, fuck. So I have a bad habit of not following through enough with new friends to like stay in contact and keep the friendship going.
I mean, it can be mighty difficult. Like you said, now that we're, adults and we work and we got, this going on to the right and this going on to the left, to, take that time out to try to get some, try to get to know somebody new.
And most of the time I'm just not in the mood. Is I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. I'm just most of the time I'm just not in the mood to do it. It's a lot of work for me. Like everybody is different. For me, that's a lot of fucking work.
How true, how true. I always think about this too, because I mean, I'm open to new friendships and things like that. Like you said, it takes a toll when it comes to getting to know somebody. But a lot of the people that I know now that I've met when I'm older are more of an acquaintance versus a friend.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, of course, like my friend circle, we can, when we, get together, we have a blast. An acquaintance is like a friend of a friend. And when you kick it, it's always a blast, but you don't really know the person.
Yeah, and I don't like that, so I'd rather just like stick with what I already have in place,
How true.
because I really don't care for those kind of friendships. Like I like a meaningful friendship,
And that
So
takes time and effort and
yeah,
you didn't.
nurturing.
Whew, your damn spirit. There's some times where, when you have best friends or like, you know, people that are like brothers or sisters to you. You've been to war with these people.
Yeah.
You know, and you've seen their highs and lows, and they've seen your highs and lows. So to have that energy to, you know, to have to give to somebody else, that can be mighty draining.
Yeah, like I have to be ready for that, you know, like just like springing a new friendship on me. It's, ooh, that's tough for me these days. You know what I mean? Like I have to be in the right headspace, like, okay, like I'm open to, you know what I mean? Like I legit go through waves like this in my life where I like make these, you know, vows to myself, okay, I am open to this. You know what I mean? Like, so I have to have that conversation with myself and then try to make new friends. Like I have to set out on a mission to fucking be open to new friends. It's
I
a
mean,
lot.
but that's self-awareness too, that you take out the time first to really like, hey, am I ready to invest myself
Yeah.
in this new endeavor? So yeah, that can be But at least you take a moment out of time to be like, all right, am I gonna go through this shit or not?
Right. Because you, and then you, I don't really want to be letting people down either. You know what I mean? Like they expect, you know, that I'm actually going to follow through on plans and I'm going to stay in touch. And then I don't, you know what I mean? Like that's not cool, you know?
I know that I had a term that was, I guess, given to me by friends, and it was called pulling the dough. And that's
Uh-oh.
when I would, or people would make plans, and literally at the last minute, I decided not to do shit. And it was called pulling the dough.
Yeah, I've definitely been there.
Yeah, it's okay. But like you
Introvert
said,
shit.
what's that?
Introvert shit.
No, you ain't lying. I've gotten better, though. I've gotten better. Back in the day, I was really, really bad with that. But I've gotten better with, you know, making, if I'm, you know, committed to whatever they're doing, at least trying to do it. I, you know, had to think out the shell for a little bit. Like I said, get my introvert ass out the house. So, yeah, I think, though, of course, you know, the older we get, the more awareness that we have when it comes to filling out people. You know, they can, because, you know, you can meet somebody and they can seem cool at the beginning.
Man.
I tell you, but it doesn't take you long to realize that, you know, it's like, all right, this is the reason why I kind of stood back a little bit and watched. Because people can do some ill shit.
Yeah, I know
Especially when it comes
about
to
that.
friendship.
Huh?
Oh, I was saying, especially when it comes to our acquaintances and friendships, people will misuse you.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm sure that's probably why a lot of people don't have more friends because the trust. You
And
know?
you have to, I think you nailed it first. I mean, trust is one of those things that's an overtime type of deal.
Yeah, I
You know,
definitely struggle with trusting people, so
I mean, it makes
I know that affects my openness to making new friends.
perfect sense. So, you know, in the or when you're thinking about it, you don't want to just you, hey, I'm dough, I'm gonna trust you. Let's go for it. Hell no.
Yeah.
Because at that moment, you know, of course, first, you're being very vulnerable. To, you know, anything that they can pull on you. So yeah, that shit ain't cool. Trust takes time, and making friends when you get older, trust is one hell of a key.
I keep seeing like it being mentioned that like if you're having trouble making new friends, it's because you're not coming across as a as an approachable person.
That's
I have my opinion about that, but what do you think?
I'll say this, that's an interesting observation, from, you know, whoever's perspective that is. And sometimes you can, you know, you can peep out, you know, people's energy And therefore, you can tell if they're approachable or not just by saying hi or something like that or hello. You can really feel that. So I think there's some truth behind that, absolutely. That people can tend to be unapproachable, but sometimes it's worth taking that shot too, because you never know, they may have just been having a bad day. So, that's not always the case. But that's like a 50-50 for me, that I can see that being true too.
Yeah, I can see it easily being true. But then I think I look very unapproachable. Like very unapproachable, but people approach me all the time.
You be having your mug up, Tina.
Yeah, I practice looking hard.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
Like, don't go fucking with her. She'll fucking cut you with a box
You
knife.
know, but no, I have a really bad case of resting bitch face, and you know, people still approach me all the time, no matter where I am. So I don't know.
Why do you think is the, I mean, like, have you like gotten the opportunity to process, like, why do you think that they approach you?
This has been a mystery to me for a very long time. I have no idea whatsoever. Whatsoever. I don't know if maybe it's what you just said and that they just think that I'm having a bad day and, you know, I don't know, but and that maybe I'm probably a nice girl.
I mean, like you said, you got that mug on hard, but you do have some people out there that, sometimes see the expression on somebody's face, and of course they fall into the spot where they think they can, make this person laugh or smile, and that's
Yes.
definitely not always the case.
Yes. Most
You
often
cuss out
it
for
makes matters worse with me.
what?
Because
So
people don't be funny. That just makes it worse. You know? Like, hold on. And you're annoying.
Oh my. That reminds me of the story that you was telling me about the fat guy twerking on you.
Exactly. I didn't need that. Nobody asked for it, and I didn't need it.
He was just trying to make you smile, and he definitely failed miserably.
Completely unwelcome.
Ah,
Yeah,
that's classic.
that was another example of me looking the way that I always look and still the fuckery.
Ah, it happens to the best of us. I notice when I'm out and about, like say if I'm with a friend and we're out and then we're around people that he or she knows, like I can just be chilling and then somebody just starts to talk to me. And I'm like, well, what was the point of this? I'm clearly not speaking to anybody or saying anything. I'm kind of just in my own world at that time. And like I said, that's where I feel like I was like, what is it like about this time that you thought it was okay to approach me and try to talk, which I'm not offended by, but it's so weird to me.
I don't know if like people just like think they need to include you or what. I
And I
don't
can
need
see
to be included.
there you go. I'm about to say, I'm cool. If I wanted to be included, I would have said something.
Thank you. I have no problem asserting myself. I'm not shy.
Oh my goodness. And it happens that way.
Calm down.
Next thing I know, I got some random person buying me shots. I'm like, hey, okay, well, if you're gonna be buying me free drinks, well, fuck
There is an upside sometimes.
there is always an ups or not, but sometimes I agree with you. I'm about to say not always. I'm about to be tripping saying that shit. But there are upsides to making new friends when you get older, of course. Because you really never know what, like, what somebody could bring to the table. Opportunity sometimes, when it comes to business, And then just sometimes those friendships can blossom. But it's been a while since I made like a new friend at the age that I am now. Because, like you said, that takes time and energy. Right now, I ain't got that shit.
Man, it's tough. I've been trying to keep my friendships going through all this. I hope I'm doing a decent job. But I've been trying.
That's okay. I'll say that. Me and the boys will get on a Zoom call and everybody's at their houses and, a way for us to practice social distancing and still have a good time to see each other. So I've been doing okay. I still talk to them every now and again to pep them up if they're having a bad day. So yeah.
Okay. And that kind of leads right into what I was gonna mention of another reason why people may be struggling with making new friends, and that's are you showing an interest in other people?
That's an interesting,
Yeah.
it's an interesting question.
Because we love for people to pour energy into us and what and the things that are important to us, but are we showing mutual interest?
I think that can be, I think that's definitely a downside right there. When I think about myself personally and like, showing interest to someone where, I'm trying to establish a friendship, a lot of times I don't feel like I have the time. And like I say, that can be one of those things where it's a downfall for me because you never know what a new friendship can bring.
Yep, I totally agree. And then by not t showing an interest in other people, you're not learning about them. So you can't even find out what the friendship could have brought in the first place because you weren't even open to getting to know someone else. You were just like open to allowing them to get to know you.
And you miss out on a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
You really do. I think about this has been a handful of times where I've, reached out to somebody, we're talking, just trying to get to know each other, and then all of a sudden, abruptly, it's just cut off. And you're like, oh, okay, well, that was fun while it lasted type deal. It's like, what? Yeah. In that aspect, I always think, oh, well, it was your loss.
Yeah. I've
But
run into like similar shit like that. Over the past several years. Yeah, you man, especially I'm not gonna say that. I'm trying to be delicate and not like well, these people are no longer in my life, but still. But yeah, like I've come across people who I guess like pretended to want friendship, or at least that's how it seems to me. Because when you're not showing interest in anybody in the other person, then how the fuck is that a real friendship? So like pretended to want friendship but really just wanted like attention and support.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but didn't want to like give any.
Now that is crazy.
Yeah, I've definitely had my fair share of people like that around me over the past few years and got to eliminate that shit.
Yeah, because that stuff can be, that stuff can be disastrous, especially, you have to understand the difference between a friendship and someone, like I said, wanting attention and support
Yeah.
and not doing the same. Yeah, that could be that's a toxic friendship.
Yeah, social media is really fucking people up too in that regard. Like, my God.
I could definitely say that, of course, it's more like, folks and the likes and all that stuff on social media through the multiple platforms. Almost, and that weirds me out, thinking that like your friendship can be, dictated by a social media stream.
I mean, what
Like,
do you?
oh, like, why do you like my post type still? Like, I don't, I'm not on social media like that. I could care less about, your posts. But I've heard of friendships ending from just like some of the weirdest stuff when it comes to the social media.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything else. I mean, it's just like the telephone. You know, it's no different than, you know what I'm saying, us getting into it with people and ending friendships over the damn phone back when we were kids.
Hell yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just a communication device.
How true, how true.
But the crowdfunding and the startup businesses and shit like that shit has got people like really acting ridiculous. And it's disingenuous, like when really all you're after is like elevation. You know, like you want to be a local celebrity or something. You know what I mean? And so you want all the attention and all the support, and you don't have it in you to give any. Like, that's tough. That's.
That's very tough. And you got me thinking about a handful of folks that, I'm friends with on Facebook that do that. They want all this, like I said, the ghetto celebrity status, as I call it. All the admiration and attention, and they don't give it back. They don't show support to their friends. It's more or less, you need to be supporting me so I can get to where I want to go. And of
Right.
course, that's those folks typically don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
They just have
Acquaintances.
acquaintances. That's it, acquaintances and associates.
Yeah.
So that would that is. I didn't think about that, but that's a good point. You got a lot of folks out here that, want to be the sun, and you gravitate around them pretty much. And that's how it is, though. People are weird as fuck. I know, just keeping it real, they weird as fuck to me. I'm like, I don't get it, but to each his own,
Yeah.
And I think, oh, of course, sometimes, the older we get, we all have our scars when it comes to friendships. Some friendships didn't work, some friendships did. You move on. But I think that's a key when you get older, is just like, hey, I don't want to do this type deal. But at least can you be cordial about that? Like, hey, I'm kind of cool off this friendship.
Yeah. It should be able to.
Unless you run into that thin line between love and hating this motherfucker.
Yeah. Or I mean, yeah, and just like in that case, you know, when people feel wronged, then, you know, here we go. But if you just decided, you know, to just amicably fucking let it go because it's not serving you, then it shouldn't be an issue.
Touche, good point. That's some crazy stuff. Some real crazy stuff. But it makes me think. It definitely makes me think. Like I said, I can be social when I want to, but my circle is my circle. But I still branch out though. I never try to be closed-minded when it comes to at least giving the opportunity.
It says that it becomes more difficult to have friends after you hit 40. You and I. Yeah.
Homie.
So, I'm curious about that. It says that one of the reasons is that there are higher levels of individualism among 40 and up.
I can see that. I showed up was about to ask you, what would be the reasons of why, they say, once you hit the 40 club, why it's more difficult. But individuality is something that I can see definitely sticking out to where, you wouldn't be gaining any friends once you hit that age.
Yeah, I can definitely see that as being 100% true because fuck, I've noticed just over the past like I don't know 5 to 7 years, maybe even longer, that I've been giving a fuck less and less every year,
I feel you on that.
about things, just whatever, you know what I mean? And so, like. When you start settling in on not giving a fuck, you're really settling in on individualistic type shit. I don't care. Curmudgeon type shit.
That's real.
You know what I mean? So I can definitely see that being a reason. And it says that people are becoming increasingly individualistic, materialistic, and narcissistic.
Let me think about that one song, No New Friends. Who sing that damn song?
There. That's me. Like, I don't know.
What makes me think about some of, when I think about some of my older family members and their groups as well when it comes to their friendships and, who they hang around with. They don't hang around with anybody different than, like I said, the people that they've always been around. So, now that of course, about to be approaching that young 40 mark, I can kind of, I can kind of see that. I'm like, oh man, you've been hanging around this person forever and you never have any new friends. So I can kind of see that, individuality sticking out to where, like you say, I ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah, the people that I really, for the most part, only see making real, like, legitimate new friends around this city are people foreign to this city. You know what I
Absolutely.
mean? Like, if you moved here from someplace else, then, oftentimes they're able to forge out n new friendships, usually among each other. That's like how my homegirls that we do the wine parties, they're exactly like that. Like, I think almost all of them, if not all of them, are transplants from somewhere else.
Ah, that's a good point. If you moved, and you moved out of town, you moved away from everybody, do you see yourself, maybe going out and about to try to make new friends?
Definitely. Definitely. If I moved, I would most assuredly be open to new friendships, but here, no. At least not right now, nothing is
I
forever,
understand.
but not right now.
And I mean, for us, here is, of course, where we were born and raised, so we know a little bit of everything, and we know one person leads to another. So, I, when you had said that, and the wine parties that you guys have, I was like, man, how would it be if I moved somewhere else? And would I be going out to try to establish new friendships? Yeah.
Yep.
But man, that's got to be tricky. Just finding like the group settings. I like the when it comes to the wine party, it's something that of course, well, I've seen wine and painting, type shit. Something that, kindred spirits enjoy and have a connection with. I
Yep.
think that would be the key.
Yep. That's what we do. We get together, play music, talk about the wines, have a beautiful spread of food, and catch up.
And oh, you said ketchup. I was thinking of the actual ketchup condiment. Sorry, gotcha.
No.
I was like, you guys have ketchup too? That's weird.
There's
I
be some special ketchup.
know that shit sounds interesting. Put no ketchup on anything. But yeah, I think that would probably be my thing that would probably be the toughest for me is like, what would I do out of town that somebody else would like type deal. Because I'm a gamer. You know what I'm saying? I sit and play video games. So I'm gonna go to the goddamn arcade or something. That's creepy.
Oh God.
Go to Dave and Buster's. Hey.
Don't call for.
Go to Dave and Buster's. Hey, guy, you want to shoot some guns?
Oh
Play
my
some
God.
paintball? Shoot some basketball hoops?
My goodness, no.
Oh
Find some friends on the internet.
no, that's the creepy pasta right there.
Some beat up groups.
Yeah. Fucking when motherfuckers doing sacrifices and shit. I don't want no part of
Oh my God.
that shit. Join them. I think I came to the wrong party. I gotta go. But yes, meeting people out of, or being out of your element somewhere foreign to you and trying to establish friendships at the age that we are. Absolutely. That's almost something I almost want to try. Really just get
Oh,
out of town.
bro, this shit might be me a little bit.
Oh.
Your social skills are rusty. Digital inter These are two different ones.
Okay.
Digital interaction makes it harder to socialize in real life. I think both of those might be me to a certain degree.
Right. Well, that's mighty interesting.
Yeah.
Got me curious. So yeah, making friends while you out of state. Wow. Okay. Like 2 weeks later, man, Doe went to he went somewhere in California. Idaho, that'd be weird. Sorry, I was thinking about just states at that moment. I went into my own world. But yeah, I think, of course, like I said, the older we are, the more we have our guard up. And it's like I said, I've been around, friends that have friends and, really be like, hey, why do you hang with that person? And I can't see myself like establishing a friendship with that person because of, their actions and how they are. But you bring them around, I'm like, no, man, I don't really like that cat. That's different. Sometimes it's all about that gut feeling that you get. And sometimes you just got to follow it.
Yeah.
Making friends when you are older. Wow.
So, like, do you know, like, well, how do you make new friends, or do you even try?
I don't really try. I think that's the most interesting part about my life.
They just fall into the dough, huh?
I tell you, the shit like warps my mind, And like I said, I'm never opposed to, any new venture and endeavor, but I don't try. I'm like, hey, I'm Doe. Nice to meet you. Let's have fun. Yay. I'm like, no, I'm over here drinking a beer or something. And, before you know it, people want to socialize and get to know you. And I'm like, man, I wonder what that is. And like I said, I don't have the quote unquote resting bitch face. But I'm not sitting there looking happy go lucky either. I'm typically probably in my own world. And then, somebody decides to take that damn jump and try to figure out what the fuck I'm thinking about. But no, I don't try. I don't have to try. Which is pretty cool, but weird too.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I don't usually, like I said, I usually make friends at jobs. I don't usually have to try, which is shocking, but I just don't always want to be friends, but I do sometimes, and I've made some pretty decent friends at work, but I don't know.
Now I'll say this, the workplace is like a great place to actually meet friends.
Yeah, you can get to know them before really committing to the friendship.
Absolutely. You spend hell, in some instances, 8 to 12 hours a day with, numerous people that you work with. One of my best friends, we met at work, and like 4 or 5 years later, I was in his wedding or his renewal of his vows and shit, which I thought was like awesome. I was like, man, I would never met this guy if it wasn't for work.
See?
So that stuff is like, that's the business right there. That's some good shit. At times, of course, you also encounter folks that you definitely don't want to be friends with at work.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, because you can run into some terrible individuals. I mean, all because we gotta pay the bills. You
Yeah.
work with somebody that sucks.
Yeah, running that race and shit.
They brown nose and ass. No.
Yep. You
Trying
know
to
it.
get on
You know it.
top. And that's that. And I've been, it's funny, and being older, I've been around folks that you thought that they were friends. And like it took one situation to you realize that they're just coexisting because it happened. When I worked in the car business, I sit in between two gentlemen. And for the longest, I thought they were cool. And then I remember one morning I come in and they was talking about a lead. A customer came in, it was meant for this person, meant for that person. These fools are ready to go outside and fight for that lead. And I was like, oh, I thought you guys, didn't you go to his church?
Oh, wow.
Seriously. I was like, man, did you go to you? Whoa, you guys are just, coexisting. So it's some
It's some instances where people just coexist. It's hilarious.
That was weird. You there?
Oh yeah, sorry. I don't know why, but this happens on the Tina and Doe show since we're doing our social distance and where people just want to call me while I'm doing my show. This is awesome. And that was
Oh,
my
that's
mama.
okay.
She'll be fine. I'll call it back.
All right. Sorry, Mom.
She don't talk my ear off about nothing. I got one of those mamas. I'm like, hey, mama, I get a phone. And let me tell you what so and so and such such did. Mama, I gotta get a phone. And you won't believe what I heard today. No.
See,
I love it.
leave her alone.
Oh my gosh. I love that woman. But boy, she will talk my ear off about everybody else. We need to make that a topic. Yep. Mamas.
Anyway.
Oh my goodness. And then every time that this happens, the volume goes down low, and I then have to like do something weird with the mic slash phone, which is nuts.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly, but now it's like we're actually just talking on the phone. Beforehand, I had it like sitting in front of me.
Oh, okay. Had to do that again.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, making friends. No. So yeah. Coexisting at work and friendships at work. Have you met, like folks from previous jobs that you still keep in contact with as friends?
Yes, definitely.
Right on, right on.
Yep. School, not so much. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe four or five from school, but jobs, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah. It's kind of cool with the job because you have like built-in things in common. So you have shits already to bond over, and then and just to, just to have in common, to have a some type of a foundation for a budding friendship. So that makes it easier too.
Cool.
Rather than just trying to make friends at the grocery store or the park.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, it would, especially these days. It's just not the thing to do.
It's definitely not the climate for that. That would just be like just so awkward. Thinking about, if you were at the park, You're walking your dog or something, and then somebody walks up to you. Hey, that's a nice dog. My name is Tim. Like, oh, okay. What the fuck is this about?
Dude, that is recommended on at least two sites that I checked on things to do to make friends. Get a fucking dog.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Get Hell a no.
dog. People are drawn to dogs.
That's true. Weirdly true. You know, I was joking about that shit, but that is actually true.
Mm-hmm. I know I am. I'll stop what I'm doing to pet your dog.
Boy. I said, don't let me see no damn Siberian Husky. Boy, I'll lose my damn mind. I ain't even thinking about the person. I'm thinking about the damn dog. Oh, look at that dog. He's so, oh my God. No. But damn, that a dog can be a great icebreaker when it comes to establishing a friendship. What?
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, the old sitcoms or movies where they would have, you know, some ladies' man wannabe guy, and he'll go and like borrow somebody's baby to push him around the park in a stroller to attract chicks.
Yeah, that's one of the old school tricks right there.
Yeah, it's the same concept except a dog.
Do you think there's really people out there that know, like, you know, the whole purpose of them having this dog is to really try to get friends?
Do I think that people are who have dogs for that reason?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, right? Because, of course, you know, for an animal lover, you know, I love animals. I would have a dog just to have a dog because I want a dog.
Right.
But then that made me think, is it like something? And I'm pretty certain it is, which this is creepy part about it. It's somebody who literally got a dog to try to get friends.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. People do a lot of things for that outcome. I wouldn't God, doubt
that. That is creepy.
It is. It is. I'm not even going to lie. It is.
Hey, I was like, what? And like you said, you looked that up. And that was one of the things that, like you said, people would do this, or people are drawn to dogs. And some people get dogs to actually have that social interaction with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It makes me think now. I'm gonna walk past somebody and be like, fuck your dog. No. I ain't gonna do that. I love dogs. Sorry, guys.
Would you, like, if you were struggling to make friends, would you consider, like, throwing a party and inviting your neighbors to it?
You know, I think that, like, goes with the, you know, like, being out of my element, not in town type deal. And say, for instance, I moved somewhere and, you know, all new neighbors, things like that. I can see myself throwing like a housewarming party and inviting my neighbors to try to get to know them.
Me too. That's what it actually says. I just said party just because I didn't want it to be stipulated that you just moved in there.
Ah, got you. Okay.
But yeah, I would do that too. If I was like in a space in my life and in my mind where I just really wanted to make some new friends, I definitely would do that. I think that's a great way to do it.
That is a really good way to do it. And that would be even, I'm not even going to say, you know, like out of town shit. Now, say, for instance, I just moved from, you know, the hood to the suburbs type shit.
Yeah.
You know, of course, some of my people they're going to show up, but I'm going to invite the neighbors. I want to get to know these people as well.
Right. Yep. Totally agree.
So that'd be pretty cool. Absolutely. I can see myself throwing a nice party where the police get called. No. Hopefully not, but not. So yeah, that's a great great icebreaker to get to know neighbors, especially because you live, you know, pretty much in the proximity of these people, and to be antisocial, you know, with your neighbors is weird.
It is. I don't think it is if you live in apartments, but if you live in a house, it's weird.
Absolutely.
You should be a part of your fucking community.
But that goes without saying. I've been where I'm at now for, what I want to say now, I feel like about 6 or 7 months. And I just met like one of my neighbors the other day. But we both work, you know what I'm saying? So, just like hit or miss. And then one day, my dude T from Weez Nuts, he came through, look at my car. And he was in the guy's parking spot. So, I had T move. I was like, T, go ahead, move your car. That's the neighbor. Never actually talked to him, but he took that time to introduce himself, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, man, usually I'm working. He was like, oh, me too. And I was like, oh, perfect timing then. My name is Doe.
That's what's up. I only have one neighbor that's near me. She always talks to me though. Every time she sees me, she's nice, the older lady.
Oh, that's what's up.
But yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Especially like you said, a housewarming party or something like that to get to know your community. Yeah, I think that's a pretty cool way to get to know your neighbors.
Yeah, like that's something that I would do. It's something that I would go to.
Absolutely. Dip in, see what they're about, talk, get to, socialize, mingle, and then of course find common ground.
Yeah.
And that's the basis of a lot of friendships is finding something that you guys have in common, and then of course that flourishes and blossoms.
Build that bond.
There it is.
Any final thoughts, my friend?
Let's see. Of course, like I told you, I'm excited about Unsolved Mysteries because I'm just a geek.
Yes.
Yes, I'm so excited about that shit. It ain't no reruns. It's all new episodes, people. I was trying to think, did I watch anything that I wanted to tell you about? Damn it. I feel like I did. I probably had to talk to you later about it. Yeah, besides that, no, I'm, hey, of course, the usual for me, final thoughts, you guys be careful, be safe. Thank you for tuning in, all that wonderful stuff. And that's all I got.
Same here. Check us out next time. We're going on a short hiatus. We will be back in approximately 2 weeks with season two of Tina and Doe Show. Until then, see you.